Hello, and welcome to Loving Yourself Completely, the podcast where self-love leads to self-discovery. I am your host, Sarah. And today's episode, we're diving deep into the topic of creating the ideal environment for personal growth. When I last left you, there was no episode last week because my husband was going on a vacation, and it was just a vacation, nothing planned, just strictly for relaxation. We celebrated our 2-year wedding anniversary, lots of takeout food and late night movie nights and family time. And it was wonderful. It was just wonderful, just what we needed. Of course, it's always devastating when he goes back to work and my son's back in school. It was nice. We had 2 days together where our son was in school and we got to spend the day together and do lunch and do, you know, adult hobbies. And like I said, he likes to take me shooting and, you know, just like the fun things that you kind of are more careful around with your child. Of course, like it's more fun when it's just the two adults hanging out, best friends, my favorite person. I wish I could spend every moment with him. I always joke that I'm like, one day all my little side hobbies and jobs will make more than you and you can stay home with me forever. That's the goal. He'll never allow it. That man would go crazy not working. Anyways, so yes, last week's episode, we spoke so much about personal growth and your journey to just being mindful in the moment and really respecting your changes in your environment and allowing them to become such a personal growth journey for you. Your environment shapes who you are. And in this episode, I want to explore, you know, practical strategies to create a space that nurtures the mind, body, and soul, decluttering from your physical space to fostering positive relationships. I want to uncover the secrets to building that supportive environment for you. I think so much of these episodes, I'm always talking about cleaning out your space and getting rid of the clutter. It not only is cluttering your walls, but it's cluttering your brain, you know, and things like that. I like my space open. I'm not one for lots of things. I like having just the minimum. And if I have it, who needs two? You know, I'm not one of those that needs all the things. And I don't think I was always like that. I used to want the best of the best. I used to want to have what other people had until I realized that that was just a small little moment of happiness that was created for me, but it was by a physical object and not something I had created myself. So it wasn't authentic to me. So that feeling, that boost of serotonin that that item or that thing or that trip or that remodel gave me was only temporary. And I was looking for permanent. So that's really what it is with changing your environment and creating a physical space that doesn't need the things, but you are the thing that makes that space. So tune in as we discuss the power of mindfulness, the impact of positive affirmations, and the role of self-care routines to create and conduct growth. I'll share personal experiences, of course, with you guys and my insight to hopefully inspire your journey towards self-love and self-improvement as well. I'm really trying to become more creative and organized with these episodes. Sometimes I can get off topic, so I actually have made like checklists and bullet points of things I want to talk about. So bear with me as I try to stay on topic. I'm learning as well. I really am so thankful that you guys, so many of you, subscribe to these episodes because it just shows me how many are along on this journey with me and have been for almost 4 years now. And I'm just so thankful for that. So grab a cozy spot and get ready because I am so excited to talk about this journey together. And remember, loving yourself completely starts with your environment. So surround yourself with love and let's get started. And also, I want to mention, I will not be charging for my episodes. As you can tell, if you're listening to this, you did not have to subscribe. I know most of you are subscribed with your email, but subscribe financially. I'm not going to let a couple negative people impact my episodes. If you want to listen to my beautiful voice every week and find the negative of it, you be my guest. You be my guest. I will not take that road or that path to almost, I felt maybe it could be construed as like a punishment to my loyal listeners that now you have to pay so that other people don't have anything negative. So, and I know there are a lot of podcasts that do charge and subscribe, and I'm not saying anything negative about that, but I enjoy doing what I do, and I don't need to do that, I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to do it. So continue listening for free to Loving Yourself Completely and enjoy my lovely ads. They are not going anywhere, but I allow you to skip them if you would like. I do not take that option away from you. So thank you guys for understanding and all of your emails of the positivity and building me up and helping me get some clarity of the reasoning of why I should stay strong in what I do and why I do it and not let one or two people create such chaos in such a lovely, meaningful thing in my life. So that's been really wonderful for me, and my boundary for that negative energy, I guess, that can sometimes come my way, I have to just kind of deflect it and understand that people are hurt, and hurt people hurt people. But happy people make other people happy. So that's just what I'm going to keep doing. So thank you guys for understanding. And to everybody that said they were going to subscribe if I did that, like, I love you with all my heart. I really do. And no need to do that. You can shop at Sarah Bauer Boutique at www.sarahbauerboutique.com and really pay attention to our slogan of give them a reason to stare. I love that it's multi-purpose of you feeling so good in what we sell and what you are wearing that you go, oh, go ahead and look, like, I feel confident. And also go ahead and look, I don't care, you know? And that's my goal for this entire for my entire business, is that you feel confident in what you're wearing and how you purchased it, and that our items can be worn in so many different ways. You can take that tennis skirt and tube top and repair that skirt with a t-shirt and a jean jacket in the fall. And I think that that's a great feeling, knowing that the items that you're getting can be worn multiple different ways and occasions and dress them up or down. I think that's such an exciting thing about clothing, and knowing that you're truly getting your money's worth is such a great thing. That gorgeous tank top bodysuit with shorts that you wore can also be worn with jeans and a cardigan. And I just really love the brand and what it stands for, that I put my whole heart into it. And I hope you guys see that. So remember to shop Sarah Bauer Boutique and really feel confident every single day. As I say, like, surround yourself with love. I'm sitting in my space, my favorite space, with my windows open. My cat is literally on my ottoman in front of me, giving himself a bath, which I can only describe as obnoxious noises, but I love him. okay. Introduction to self-love and its impact in your life is so exciting, because self-love is the foundation of having a healthy and fulfilling life. It involves accepting yourself as you are, but also recognizing that you need to grow and you can be better every day. It's accepting that we are human and understanding that you need to prioritize your well-being. Because when you love yourself, you're better equipped to handle those challenges. You're better equipped to handle whatever life throws at you. Build those meaningful relationships and pursuing your passions confidently. I think that's something I've definitely learned this year, is my confidence was always there, but I was scared to share it with the world because I thought that people would judge that confidence. And when I really thought about that, I was like, wait, so I'm turning down my hard self-care and work because I don't want to make other people feel bad about themselves or the work they're not doing or the part of their journey that they're not at yet or their envy to me or just life and adventures and life changes. So I dialed it back and then I thought about it. I go, wait. And then I just slung shot. I don't even know if that's a word, slingshot. I went all forward. Okay. And I just exploded. And I know I probably do drive people crazy that don't want to see it. And that doesn't bother me anymore because I'm not an envious person. Even when I do see people who have more than me or doing different things than me, are further ahead in their journey than me, I've never been one that's angry or will tear that person down. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so inspirational because I remember when they struggled with this, this, and this, and now look at them. So I never understood it. So when it happened to me, it made me sad. I was like, oh, am I not doing it right? But then why question how you feel in your confidence? So continue to do that and be mindful. Be mindful in your living. You know, mindfulness is the practice of being fully present and engaged in the moment, definition pretty much. You can reduce your stress, enhance self-awareness, and improve your well-being by being mindful every single day in all of your interactions, conversations, phone calls, doing the dishes. These experiences can transform your environment into a peaceful space for you. When you're in the moment, and I know that sounds silly, like when you're vacuuming, be in the moment. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, I'm thinking about 1,000 tasks I have to do after this. But really, if you're not doing those tasks yet, why can't we be in the moment of vacuuming? Why can't we look at that spot you're about to vacuum up? Why can't we feel how our bodies are feeling in that moment? Why is that so crazy to not constantly be making lists of everything we have to do next? Because before, vacuuming was next, but now you're here. So be here in all the moments. How many times, I always joke with people about this topic, are you driving and you go, oh, was that light even green? Or I don't even know how I got home. I'm so much in a pattern and I'm on routine and I'm just in robotic mode. That's called not being mindful. That's opposite of mindful. Really pay attention to those things when you are driving. Oh my gosh, this next stop sign. And I know we used to talk about with anxiety, mindfulness is so important because that can not only prevent anxiety, but it can help if you're in or having an anxiety or panic attack, being in that moment. What are you feeling? What are you seeing in that moment? I know we've all heard the five things because that's the mindfulness in that moment. But even when you're not having anxiety, having those moments of being mindful while you're driving is a relaxing technique that helps prevent those things, helps prevent even depression. Being appreciative and grateful and mindful of the things in your moments can help you to not fear the future, to not regret the past, to grab that depression of the grieving and the trauma and what you're going through and go, I'm not there now. And even if I am here now, I'm mindful of my body and what I need to feel right now so that I can heal to move forward. It's not always living 10 years in the future. It's not living 10 minutes in the future always. Sometimes it's just right now. And I understand that can't be all the time. Of course that can't be all the time. But that's why they say, and I say, I always to you guys, take those minutes every day to feel your space, to be in your space with your things and with yourself, with your animals or with your children, with your spouse, on your own, whatever moments you can grab a hold of that you feel everything you need to feel in that moment. That is being mindful in where you are in your life, in your journey. And that's why I like the decluttering, like your space and your mind and the two going hand in hand, because a clutter-free environment promotes clarity and it does reduce your anxiety. When you declutter your physical space, you create room for like a positive energy to flow. When your space is cluttered, where is that energy? That process also extends to decluttering your mind by letting go of the negative thoughts and focusing on being present, allowing for a more like serene mental environment, like just a calmer, relaxing, spa-like moment. I always joke that when I'm being mindful, I hear elevator music, like it's waiting for me to get on to the next floor and all the noise to begin again, almost like a meditation space, but yet I'm being mindful in what I'm feeling. But it's like, that's Jeopardy. Hold on. Whatever the elevator music is these days, or when you call a call center and they put you on hold and it's like, that is my brain while I'm being mindful. And you know what though? It makes me laugh because whatever, I hear music. That's okay. I'm in my moment still. I'm still having my moment. And I'm still doing my positive affirmations and validating myself. Positive affirmations are, you know, it's a powerful statement that reinforces your beliefs about yourself. When you feel, oh my gosh, I don't know if you guys can hear this right now, but because I have all my windows open, the wind is insane and it feels amazing. And, you know, that's just my sign that I'm just breezing through life. And my cat got scared away by the leaves hitting the window. Okay. Anyways, Sarah, get back on topic. Okay. So the positive affirmations, when you have those positive beliefs about yourself and you repeat those affirmations, you can literally overcome those self-sabotaging and negative thoughts. You can challenge those. When you're repeating a constant affirmation, it can dial back those negative ones. Just like those negative ones dials back the positive ones. We have to redo those. And I think that's so exciting to have positive ones when you were used to negative thoughts for so long. Self-validation and accepting your own feelings and experiences strengthens your self-worth like beyond measures. Because once you accept the things that you struggled with for so long, you're able to forget them. Not forget them, but put them aside. They're not front and center anymore. Both practices of, you know, positive affirmations and self-validation create such a nurturing and supportive environment, inner environment. Is that a thing? You know, inner environment for you. It's so much more positivity. But when you do go through hard times, that's okay as well. Doing all these things is not necessarily going to make you better overnight. And I don't want you to ever think that. You're still going to have setbacks. I had somebody message me the other day that they were really struggling with intrusive thoughts. They knew what was contributing to them. They knew it was an upcoming thing they had going on, and they've been busy. They've had a lot of activities lately, and they've just been overwhelmed. And as much as I wanted to be like, oh no, like that sucks, I thought to myself and I go, wait, Sarah, tap into why she's getting those and create that helpful environment and then reel it back. Understanding, validating that, and also moving forward to the sense that this will pass. So I did. I kind of responded. I said, you know, that is such an awful feeling. It creates an anxiety. I'm so sorry you're going through this. It's never fun. Allow yourself to feel that. Understand why you're feeling that. Build the positivity back up and wave hello to your neighbor. These thoughts think they're keeping you safe. Don't give them too much fear, because at the same time, your brain is trying to figure out why that fear is existing. So it's going to drive you crazy until you figure it out. So because she had already got to the root of this issue, then she was able to kind of reel it back and build back up. Okay, this was something small. I'm about to, you know, create an amazing environment for myself, relax, reset, and move forward. Feeling those feelings are still so important. Even if you're the most positive person in the world, you're going to have off days. That's what I tell myself all the time. This is an off day. I'm having an off day. Tomorrow's going to be so much better. In that moment, it feels like forever. In that moment, you think, oh, something in my brain chemistry changed and this is forever. Your life is going to be okay after one day. I promise you. Even if you're going through something that is lasting several days, several weeks, several years, you are always able to turn it around. I promise. I promise you. When I tell you I've clawed my way out of the darkest moments, from the darkest traumas that happened, you can. It is possible. And then you can be somebody's guide light to help them through it as well. It's very dark. It feels dark. You have to create those healthy habits. Establishing healthy habits, you know, like exercise, nutrition, getting enough sleep, that contributes to your overall well-being. These habits not only improve, of course, your physical health, but your mood, your energy. When you nurture your body, it has so many positive impacts on your mindset and the environment you create within and around yourself. If you're not nourishing your body, how could you possibly expect your life to cater to a toxic environment? I know. It's a weird question, but think on it, because you can't. There's no logical answer for that. There's just not. You have to want it. You have to accept it. You have to be willing to feel it. And I want to pull it up right now, because I reposted something on Facebook, and it was such a beautiful way to look at life, I felt. It says, some people could be given an entire field of roses and only see the thorns. Others can be given a single weed and only see the wildflower in it. Perception is a key component to gratitude, and gratitude is a key component to life. I saved that in my phone. I save so many things in my phone so I can post them randomly on Facebook when I feel like somebody might need it or something. And it's so true. You are what you attract. You are how you train your mind. And people can say, oh, you're so positive, that's so annoying, or something like that. But you know what? Maybe we've not always been this way. And also, like, is that the craziest thing ever to be a positive person? How, oh my God, that's insane. I look at the glass half full, like, crazy. How annoying. You know what's annoying is somebody who sees the flaws, faults, and negative and cons in every life decision, situation, and dream or goal of somebody's, to always find the negative. Oh, I want to do this one day. Oh yeah, but this could happen. Oh, I'm doing this right now. Well, my friend did that and it didn't go so well. I've started this new lifestyle change. Well, I already tried that. Didn't work for me. How awful and draining and exhausting are those people? It is overwhelmingly exhausting. And I've had my fair share of those people, and setting those boundaries with them became extremely important to me. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. It involves communicating your needs and limits to others, ensuring your well-being is respected. You set these clear boundaries in your relationships, work, personal life, and you create this space and respectful environment that you can thrive on without feeling overwhelmed and drained. That's why I felt my confidence boosted, I think, was because I let so many people who negatively impacted me have such a high role in what they played in my life. And once I took that away, the clouds went away in my brain and the sun shined through. And I was like, I let so many people tell me who I was, what I was allowed to do, be nervous for what I was going to post, think twice about how I was going to act and what goals I had, because what they might say or the negative things that could happen if I start this business, well, you know, it could fail. Of course it could fail. Of course it could fail. You know what I consider more failing? Settling in a job that I hate when I have an opportunity in my mind, but I was too scared to put it into action because of what other people might think. That's what I consider a failure. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of why setting boundaries is so important. And there was, hold on, I saved another thing. I want to read it to you guys. It says, choosing yourself won't result in losing the right people. If choosing yourself, hence setting a boundary, engaging in self-care, results in losing them, question their motivation for being in your life. Why does protecting yourself hurt them? What do they gain from your self-neglect? Ding, 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 ding. These people thrive. on you feeling lower than them. Because then that means you can never be better. And that means that they never have to feel bad. Ah, it's like the heavens open up. I'm telling you, get rid of these clouds in your life. Let that sun in. Embrace the change. Change is a natural part of life and the catalyst of personal growth. Embracing change, even when it's challenging, it allows you to learn and evolve. When you view change as it's an opportunity for growth rather than a threat, you can create a mindset and an environment that are crazy in opening new possibilities for you. You are introducing a whole new concept into your life. You can create an environment that nurtures self-love and supports your personal growth journey. And remember that your environment is not just where you are. It's how you are. It's who you are. It's the things you are. I have so many words. I can't even get them all together. A positive internal and external environment empowers you, and you're able to just love yourself completely and lead such a fulfilling life. It's your space. It's your people. It's your mindset. So that's what I want you guys to ask yourself this week. A, how can I communicate, my boundaries effectively to others? And what do I do if they don't respect them? What can you do? That's a step for another day. What are some creative ways to design a physical space that promotes relaxation, creativity, and self-reflection? What environment is going to ask you questions? How you feel? What you need? Listen to that. I can look at something every single day and one day I decide this does nothing for me and get rid of it. Why? Because maybe I solved something else inside of me that needed to be addressed. How do you handle setbacks without losing, of course, without losing your self-love and the progress you've made? How do you handle that stuff? This is a good one. I actually pulled this one from a site because I question it myself all the time, and I have it saved in my phone. It says, what is the connection between self-compassion and the environment I create for myself? How can I introduce and intertwine that with my self-compassion? Self-compassion and the environment you created for yourself. So these are questions just ask yourself, I really want you to look at that. Look at your environment. Look at when you get anxiety, when you feel depressed, when you have a hard day, when you have those negative voices in your mind. I know the last couple episodes, these have kind of all been a huge topic, but I feel so many people are going through this right now. It must be, because it's something internally in me just screaming, Sarah, this episode needs to be about this. Work this, do it this way, add these words in, because you hear people saying the same things all the time. How to become more mindful and loving and accepting in my environment? How do I do that? I'm not understanding how to clear my space. What brings you the joy and why? And is it only for a moment? Because if it's only for a moment, then you're not truly appreciating why you have it and what it does for you. Who are you without the stuff? Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. Before I go, I want to express how thankful I am to all of you who subscribe to this podcast. Your support means the absolute world to me. If you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com, or you can send a message to lovingyourselfcompletely at our Instagram. Your input is absolutely essential to shaping the content of this podcast. Stay tuned. Well, an upcoming episode, we'll be doing a Q&A where I'll be answering your questions and addressing the topics that matter most to you and that you've written in about and the most common ones. Remember, loving yourself completely is a journey, you guys. I'm so honored and grateful and thankful and all the things to be a part of yours. Take care. Be kind to yourself. Until next time, keep loving yourself completely. Bye.